Good morning, this is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley Today. Now, last week we saw the tornado rip through Armidale, causing destruction to properties and various other areas. Now, many Upper Hunter services here went out over the weekend to assist with the cleanup. And joining me on the line to talk about this is Mary Wars VRA, Peter Luke. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Gemma.
So, the scenes of Armidale, could you paint a bit of a picture of some of the scenes that you saw when you went out there over the weekend?
Yes, certainly. So the tornado hit on Thursday evening at 9:45, and it tracked through for 50 kilometres. So the devastation that was left behind from that was we saw houses that had been flattened, as well as houses that were obviously damaged to the point where they're inhabitable. And unfortunately, the community members couldn't live in those residents, and that's where the wonderful services of the volunteer groups went up and assisted.
And so I guess, is it always hard having to confront scenes like this and seeing these incidents?
Oh, definitely. Look, every single one of us is still human at the end of the day, and we all take that emotion through with the understanding of the loss that families have had to go through. It's something that we're trained to do and to deal with, and certainly the mental health support is always there for when we return.
And on top of that as well, do you think, in a way, to spin a bad situation to a bit of light, do you think in incidences like this, it really brings out people's community spirit and it brings out that good, helpful side that we love to see in humans?
Oh, absolutely. It's always the blessing in disguise. It's the chance for Australia to show that all the community gets back together when it's times are tough. We had a fantastic collaboration of all the emergency services, so the Volunteer Rescue Association, the RFS, SES, Fire and Rescue, as well as the RRT Catering, all jumped in and were more than happy to give a hand.
And so I guess it's not very often that we see all the agencies like jump in together at once. So how did that play over the weekend?
It works really, really well, because at the end of the day, we're all human. We're all there because we care about each other and we're all wanting to assist the community in any manner that we can.
And so what were some of the things that you guys did to assist?
So initially, from the Thursday and the Friday, it was to go and make the area safe. So is the hung up trees that were still needed to be dropped, chainsawing, ensuring that roofs that needed to be had lost tiles, they were tarped up to ensure that we had a waterproof roof over the people, and then there was council getting in and giving a hand with clearing roads and making sure that people weren't going to be further injured.
And I guess just finally as well, do you think even after all the efforts that occurred over the weekend, is there still more work to be done in Armidale? Was there any community response there as well?
Absolutely. So after any emergency, the response is only the first part of it. The recovery will take months for these guys to go through. And with the assistance of Resilience New South Wales and the Armidale Regional Council, they'll be able to move forward, but it'll certainly be a slow journey and restoring back to normality for them.
And now I know, again, sorry, just finally, I know that Armidale's like 3 hours or so away. Did it feel, I guess, for the VRA, it felt like a personal duty in a way to go that far to really help out people in need?
Absolutely. So the VRA is community funded. And so it's always the members that are wanting to give back to the community that supports them, a helping hand anytime, anywhere.
Absolutely. Well, Peter, thank you for your time with me this morning and explaining a bit about what happened over the weekend. It's great to see that the VRA and so many other Upper Hunter services really went out to help that community in need.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Gemma.